Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we are covering Traitors Season 2, Episodes 1 through 5. It is Thursday, so a new episode comes out tonight, and I am so excited.
So this show was something that I was not even interested in until Jeanette brought it up, and to be honest, I became obsessed after episode 2, season 2.
Right.
I didn't watch season 1.
Me neither.
But I do remember episode 1, I was like, Jeanette, I don't know if I'm into this. Episode 2, I was like, okay, I'm hooked.
Yeah, I kept seeing the advertisements for it, and I was like, I kind of want to watch that. And then I heard my friend Emily say it was really good, and then I was like, well, okay.
And it is a really creative show.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's like any other show I've ever seen.
Yeah, my son was asking me, well, what's gonna happen next, or what do they do now? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm new here.
Hello, I'm new, and I'm watching it for the first time also. So let's just sit and watch because it's so creative and cool.
Yeah, same thing happened with my husband. We were sitting down to watch it because we started watching season 1. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me so many questions. And I was like, dude, just let it happen. Just kick back and learn as you go. It'll all make sense soon.
Yeah, my interpretation is it's like Clue, mm-hmm. Survivor.
Yeah.
And reality TV from different categories. It's wild. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a buffet. It's a buffet. So let's talk about the cast real quick. So there's people from Big Brother. There's people from Real Housewives, Survivor. Have you ever watched Big Brother?
No, I've never seen Big Brother ever.
Me neither.
Oh, good. Good.
Obviously, we like the Housewives. What about Survivors? I haven't really watched those either.
I mean, okay. Survivor has been apparently around for the longest time because Survivor was around whenever I was a kid. And I would watch it with my parents every now and then, but no, I'm not a Survivor watcher either.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have a crazy story about Survivor. Doug's mom got casted for Survivor.
No, she did not.
Yes. Last second, she decided not to go. And I'm like, why? But anyways.
We love Doug's mom, but I don't want her to be on Survivor.
I would have loved for her to be on Survivor.
No, she's too sweet.
There's also a boxer.
Very random.
Very random. There's a politician.
Very random.
Uh-huh. We also have people from Shaws of Sunset, which I've never heard of.
I have watched a few episodes of that. I got that one.
Okay. The Challenge.
Not that one.
Me neither. There's cast members from Love Island.
Not that one.
Me neither. Drag Race.
Nope.
I think I've watched Drag Race in the past, but I didn't know who Peppermint was. We also have people from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And when I say people and members, I don't know if there's multiples or not.
When we say this, there could literally be anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of characters in this show. There's about 20 something.
We also have people from Bling Empire.
Yep. Which,
oh, you've seen that?
A little bit.
Okay, I've never seen that one. And then the last one I wrote down that I noticed was The Bachelor. We have The Bachelor.
I haven't watched The Bachelor.
Me neither. The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. It's just not, I haven't watched.
I don't like the premise of you dating 20 people at a time.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, that's so exhausting. So it's just never piqued my interest.
And do they test all these people before they go in and share germs.
Oh, you mean like STD test?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, I hope so. Because
you know they'd be doing it.
Yeah.
I've seen clips of them under the sheets.
They're just building a fort. All right. So here's where I want to tell you. If you have not watched episodes 1 through 5 yet, I'm about to spoil it for you. So if you don't want it to be spoiled, leave now. If you're caught up, let's do this thing. So far we lost Banana. He made like a banana and split. He actually was the first one to get murdered. And I feel like the first murder was kind of hard because you don't really know anyone. Or it's just a...
You just kind of have to choose someone.
Yeah, he just got the short straw. Next was Peppermint. She got voted out.
She made too many slip-ups. And I understand because I mess up my words all the time. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, when you're playing a game like this, you can't... Yeah. Be messing up your words.
Yeah, she accidentally said that she was a traitor.
Mm-hmm. When she meant to say she's a faithful. And
I mean, if you had to vote someone, you might as well pick the one that's accidentally said that they were a traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, Peppermint. But you were so fucking fabulous.
Yes. Then next, Marcus was murdered.
Marcus is Larsa's boyfriend. Larsa is from Real Housewives of Miami, and Marcus is her boyfriend.
Yes.
And a lot of people felt that they needed to be split up.
I felt that way too. And he was so super smart, but
yeah,
I feel like Larsa's really smart too.
Oh, I want to talk about Larsa later.
All right.
Max
was voted out. The next murder, this one was kind of cool because this was the murder in plain sight where they had to poison someone with the chalice hidden in the bookcase. And I was like, this is intense.
Intense.
Yeah. And I feel like their original targets were... not who they wound up poisoning.
Correct. But it just so happened to turn out where it worked.
At the end of the night, they had to poison someone, and it was coming down to just whoever you could convince to drink out of this crusty cup.
Yeah, and to think about it, that would be hard, I feel, to just serve somebody up a drink when everybody's drinking. Everybody's already drinking, right? So you have to serve up this drink and be like, hey,
drink I know. This. In my mind, I was thinking, how would I get someone to do it? And I think I would pretend to drink it and be like, oh my gosh, have you tried this red wine? It's so good. Here, you try it.
Jeannie, I thought the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, try. What do you think?
Yeah, because I do that with my cocktails all the time.
We're always sharing. We be sharing.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, sitting from my couch, that seemed like the obvious thing to do. But I'm sure when you're in this situation, you're probably like, ugh.
Right, because for us viewers, we already know who the traitors are, which I actually appreciate.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
I like knowing up front. Mm-hmm. What's going on? So then I can judge everybody else and tell them what they should be doing.
Or I like hearing their conversations.
Right.
And some people are right smack dead on it, like Larsa. Larsa?
Larsa.
Larsa figured it all out. She literally figured it all out.
Larsa's a smart girl.
I think she's much smarter than what people may give her credit for.
Yes, I believe so.
And then you have the people who are just so wrong, and you're like, oh. The next voted out, which kind of surprised me, and I was kind of bummed about, and I think you were bummed about too, was Larsa. She got voted out. In the traitor's perspective, this was very good she got voted out, because she was hot on the trail.
I understand why she was voted out, but I wish that she got to go just a little bit further.
I do too. Because
Larsa, girl, I don't love you. on Housewives of Miami, but when I tell you that you were made to be on this show, Traitors, you are so gosh darn smart.
Yeah, maybe she'll come back next time.
I hope so.
I would like to see her come back.
Please come back, Larsa. Apply again.
And then the last one to get voted out on episode 5 was Janelle. She was the blonde, juicy lips.
Juicy
I think she
lips.
Was from, I think she was from
Big Brother.
Big Brother with Dan. Yeah.
Yeah. And she also kind of started sniffing out Dan because she's like, hey, I've been on Big Brother with you. I have seen how you operate. But unfortunately, people turned against her too.
All right. So now we're going to ask each other a few questions about the cast and... let's just talk about it.
We're just two girls watching reality TV, and we just want to talk about it. So, Jeanette, is there anyone on the cast that you didn't know, but you're really enjoying them or, like, starting to like them?
Okay, I did not know a ton of these contestants, but I would say I'm really enjoying Poverty. She seems really smart. She seems really composed, and I like... smart, strong women.
I do like the way she dresses, and I really like her headbands.
Oh, yeah. She'd be rocking a headband.
She'd be rocking a sparkly headband, and it's the cutest book. I have something to say about her later.
Okay. Megan, who are you most excited to see on the cast and why?
Honestly, not gonna lie, I was the most excited to see Larsa on the cast.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Because, like I said, I already know her. I know her from Real Housewives of Miami. I've been watching Real Housewives of Miami for a long time. And while I don't necessarily love her, I don't hate her. I don't hate you, Larsa. I just don't love you on Miami. I really came to realize how gosh dang smart this girl is on this show.
I totally agree.
I really enjoyed her time on Traitors, and I wish she would have made it further. And it's no fault of her own, but she was getting too close. She knows it's Dan. And they're like, we have to get rid of Larsa. But
yeah,
I understand why they took her out. But
yeah,
that's who I was the most excited to see on here.
All right.
I didn't expect to see her boyfriend Marcus with her.
I didn't either. Since we both watch Miami, if anyone watches Miami, you know how obsessed Larsa is with her boyfriend.
They love each other. Kissy, kissy, love, love.
Or remember that time he went away for like 2 days and then she threw him a welcome home party when he got back?
A whole party, a whole surprise welcome home party with all these people.
For being gone for 2 days. I'm like, oh my.
Congratulations. I love that you're so happy in love. This
love.
Love, love. So this is what I wanted to talk about with Parvati Pop.
Isn't it hard?
Why did her parents name her after poor people? It sounds like her name is Poverty, but they were like, let's put a little R in there for Parvati. I don't like that. Anyways, do you think that she was a good choice for the third traitor, or would you have chosen someone else? Because, you know, Dan was chosen and our wonderful housewife Phaedra was chosen. Would you have chosen Parvati now that I know that you really like her?
Okay, so I have never heard of the name Parvati in my life, and I googled it.
It's unique.
And I found out that it means daughter of the mountains, which is pretty.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Parvati.
It's beautiful.
I'm sorry I said something mean about your name.
It also could be related to the Hindu goddess of love and harmony. And so that's really pretty if you think about it. Love, harmony, daughter of the mountains is beautiful. Somebody put a lot of time and thought and effort into her name.
I just never heard it. And it reminded me of poor people. And I'm sorry, Parvati. Your name is beautiful. My bad.
I do think she was a good choice. She has been playing a really good game, and she has been staying under the radar. Like, she's been doing well, in my opinion. And she was the one who took the lead and took the charge for the murder in public poisoning. While Phaedra played it cool and Dan kind of played it cool, I think Dan's only job was to get the cup out of the book, and
he couldn't even do that.
He couldn't even handle that. He was freaking out. So I think if it was me, I would have picked Tamara. I don't know why, just because she's a housewife and I like her and I think she could have it in her to be a traitor.
I had felt that way too until I started thinking about it, because I've been a Real Housewives fan since Orange County aired. Like, my mom and I were watching this shit in the very beginning, and Tamara wasn't there in the very beginning, but she came on soonly after, right? I always loved Tamara. She would be a great cheerleader, but Tamara doesn't keep her mouth shut.
That's a good point.
Tamara, but to see her in Traitors, it was actually really crazy, because I felt like in this show, it's either because they didn't air her parts or maybe she's just in a different element, but she wasn't too talkative or opinionated or yappy.
All right, Megan, who would you have chosen as the third traitor and why?
Okay, so this might be totally crazy to you because we talk about this show, right? And I have kind of always not liked this person, but it's solely based on their looks, which is very superficial. But I think I would have chose my third traitor as Bergie. I've never seen the show that he's from. And in my notes, apparently in my notes, I didn't put what he's from. But he's like a baby face.
It's baby face Bergie.
Baby face Bergie. He's like this blonde boy. When everybody was voting Janelle, he did express like why he understands Janelle would be voted, but then he voted Dan, if I'm not mistaken. And though Bergie may be babyface, I think he could have possibly made a good addition for the third traitor.
Okay.
Or Sandra from Survivor, but I understand why Sandra wasn't chosen, because supposedly, from what the cast says, Sandra was a very, very strong contestant in Survivor. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense why she wouldn't be chosen, right?
I feel like she would have been the obvious choice because she's won Survivor twice and she's just this great game player. I feel like she would have been too obvious.
Yeah.
Bergie would totally be not obvious to me. He would have never been on my radar, but I do see the idea of having a baby face on there.
Because when he's playing, it honestly does seem like he's playing strategically. And I'm like, oh, I didn't expect this from you, because hate to say it, but he's such a baby face. So you just think he's so innocent, but maybe he would have been a good traitor.
Maybe.
Instead of Parvati.
All right. So do you think you, Megan, would be a good traitor? Why or why not?
Oh, Jeannie, I've thought about this question, because at first I was like, oh, yeah. But you have to think about all the aspects, because it's not just Clue. It is also physical challenges with your physical strength and body and brain work. So, no, I do not think I'd make a good traitor at all. I think I would be better as a faithful, first of all.
But the faithfuls have to do the stuff too.
I know, but I'm a loudmouth. I would make a friend. I would make a friend and be like, oh my God, we're like BFFs. I'm a traitor. And they'd be like, all right.
You're not allowed to tell anybody you're a traitor, though. That's a rule. I wonder what would happen if a traitor told someone that they were a traitor. Would they get kicked off? Would they, what happens? I don't know.
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. Also, I'm not good at lying. When I start lying, I get nervous and my face starts getting hot. And I don't know if people can see that my face is turning red, but I feel my face turning red.
Like your cheeks are burning.
Oh, yeah. They burn so bad.
Well, that's understandable. All right. So you don't think you would make a good trader?
No, ma'am. Just
too much of a blabbermouth and your cheeks would turn red and people would know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to be a faithful. I'd have to. I can't stand the pressure.
All right.
Which cast member is your least favorite and why? And who is your favorite cast member and why?
Okay, so my least favorite is Kevin from Bling Empire. And honestly, Tamara put this idea in my head because she pointed out how he chews with his mouth open. And it
ruined it.
I was like, okay, all right, I get it. Because at first I was like, oh, he seems like a nice boy. And then he's like, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But really, that is about it. Other than that, I like all the people. But if I had to pick a least favorite, it would be him and his chewing with his mouth like wide ass open.
When they showed the clip of his chewing with the mouth open, that was like,
sold. I was sold. I was like, okay, I get him out.
But by the way, Kevin is still a contestant on Traitors.
Yes. My favorite, hands down, is Phaedra. I love her. Love her, love her, love her. I first saw her on the Real Housewives Girls Trip, and I fell in love with her then. And in this season of Traitors, she has not disappointed. I love her even more. I want to marry her.
I love Phaedra.
I love her.
All right, so Phaedra, I have never seen her before until Traitors, right?
Yes, and do you remember me asking you, have you seen The Real Housewives Girls Trip? And you're like, no. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have to watch it.
I've only seen season two, and you said she was on season one.
I just could not stop talking about her. And now I love that you have fallen in love with her too.
And she's on Married with Medicine.
Yes, which I've thought about watching that show just because of her.
I have started just because of her. So,
you did?
Yes, girl. Okay, so my debut of Phaedra for me was this show, Traitors, right?
Uh-huh.
I instantly fell in love with her. Love her. I think she is so smart. She's so calm. She's so collected. She is a perfect traitor. Her makeup's perfect. Phaedra, girl, I am obsessed with you. I will follow you till the depths of earth and watch whatever you are in. Love you. Love you. Love her.
I love her too. I don't want to jinx it, but I think she may take this to the end because she's the last person anyone would ever suspect.
I do too. And she also, I've noticed if you watch the show, she is very, very good about splitting her time with like kind of everybody. And she's like everybody's friend. She's cool. She's cool.
Yeah.
She speaks her mind. Right.
Yep.
Okay. The only thing she's not saying is that she's a traitor. Like, she could make it to the end.
Oh, I cannot wait to see more of this. Oh.
Love it.
Okay.
Dude.
So during the show, they play these missions. And the missions earn them money. And so far, we've watched them do the kayaking water puzzle. We have watched the scarecrow relay. There was also the cemetery dig. And then we saw
so
the
morbid.
Yeah. They did a funeral, but I didn't really think that was like a mission. There was just like easy questions to find out who got poisoned. They also did the bird call game, which looked so much fun.
So fun.
Okay, so my question to you is, do you think you would be good at these missions? And which one looked the most challenging and which one looked the easiest?
I don't think I'd be good at the missions. I'm not, even though I work out, I'm not athletic, right? Uh-huh. Like, right. I'm not a strong puzzler. The first mission, I'm not even kidding you, Jeanette, that first mission would have had me in tears. And there's so many like people, right? There's so many people who are in the game that you have to listen to.
Yeah.
I can't do that. That to me was the hardest game and I would have not survived it. The game I would have survived, the bird call.
Yeah, that one looked so fun.
I don't care if I'm on the bird call side or if I'm on the finding the birds, you know, in the house. That looked fun.
Yeah.
Picking up different birds and like pressing their sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one, yes, I could have done that. Okay. Which traitor, Jeannie, do you feel, because there's three traitors, it is Dan from Big Brother, Phaedra from Housewives. Which franchise?
She's from Atlanta.
I gotta start watching Atlanta. All right, got you. And Parvati from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these three traitors, which do you feel is having the best strategy for possibly taking it all?
Okay. So I want to start off by saying all three of the traitors are playing a really good game together. I feel like the strategy they're doing mostly together. But I think that Dan is really starting to slip. He is starting to slip his cover and... So my overall pick for the best one would go to Phaedra right now because she seems so under the radar.
Everybody's friend.
People are on to Dan. People are even mentioning Parvati, but I have not heard one person mention Phaedra. Or she takes the cake. I feel like she's got the best strategy, doing the best job right now.
I totally agree with you. Phaedra's just playing it so well. Because she is literally just like friends with everybody, but not too friendly.
Yeah.
But she also has sympathy. And then I don't know if you've ever noticed, but Phaedra does one thing with every person she votes out. You know how they have their little chalkboard? And they have to put the name of who they vote out.
Uh-huh.
Phaedra always puts a little note for them.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I heart you. She puts little trees on her shit. Like,
or like a sad face or an I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I hope we can still be friends.
I hope we can still be friends after this.
Yeah. Yes. She really is doing it the best. And Dan... Multiple people have been on to Dan.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't feel like he's a good traitor. Just because we, as the spectators, know who the traitors are, we get to see, like, all the clips, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just seems so suspicious. He's always, like, looking around.
Ooh. Or he'll stretch while he's walking or look at the things on the shelf. He looks suspicious to me all the time.
Yeah, and everybody has conversation. Everyone has speculation. But Dan's like, I don't really know. I'm just keeping it to myself. And that's when Janelle was like, you know what? I've played with you.
Yeah.
Janelle was, I get why they voted Janelle off. Like, I get why they thought possibly she was a traitor. But also, she too was on the right track. Like,
yes.
Dan, I have played with you. I know your shit. And Dan was the one to vote Janelle off, apparently, on Big Brother. And how insulting is it that he made it to where she was the one that was voted off? Traitors. What are your thoughts on the wrestler who came into the cast, Deontay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who willingly exited the show because all these people that I'm voting out are traitors. And he's crying.
So I thought it was actually cool to see a dude who's a fighter with tattoos and he looks like a badass, not afraid to show his emotions. Like, I like that. I felt like he gives off this vibe that he has like a really big heart. But I will say I was very bummed that he didn't fight through the game. Like, you're a fighter. Fight through.
I don't mind that he was crying. I understand that you can be upset, and that's fine. Why did you sign yourself up for a show that you should have already known was... You know the premise. This isn't season one. This is season two. And then you signed yourself out. The signing yourself out part, like, really just...
Yeah.
It really pissed me off. Like, somebody else could have filled your spot that wants to be on this show that would have totally been down to win money or play the game or whatever.
Yeah, and, like, I can totally see that point.
You're like, I can't do this anymore. I'm so sad.
Yeah, like, you're taking up an opportunity for someone
for
else.
For someone else.
And so, as a fighter, he should have that fighting spirit. Like, when someone knocks you down, get back up, keep fighting. And I was disappointed to see him give up, basically.
Yeah.
Not
sorry
cool.
to go off on a tangent. That just really stuck out to me.
Yeah. I was disappointed he didn't stick around. I feel like he should have stuck it out for sure.
Jeannie, I know we talked about, like, the physical aspect of this show, right?
Yes.
Which portion of the game do you think you'd be best at? Because there are multiple levels, I guess, of this game. You have a murder mystery.
Yeah, it's like very strategic, like strategy.
Some of the games are physical.
Yeah, and it's very draining. If you're a traitor, I'm sure it's very emotionally draining to not get caught. And then if you're faithful, I'm sure it's even emotionally draining trying to convince others that you're not a traitor. Like,
so my question is, like, what portion of this game do you think that you would be best at? The physical portion, the mental portion, or, like, the clue portion, if that makes sense?
I would be horrible at the mind games. I am horrible at reading people.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I can't read people if they had, like, pages. I don't get it. I am literally a certified dingbat when it comes to human interaction. I don't think I'm good at any of that part.
That is wild.
Yeah, I don't think I would be good at that part. I think I would be better at the physical challenges. Not that I'm an athlete or anything, because I am not, but...
You are smart and you can figure things out.
Thanks. Yeah, I just think that would be my stronger suit of the two. I think I would like doing the game and the physical thing. I'd prefer that.
I'm not good at, like, the puzzles or the, but I can figure people out the moment I meet them.
I know. We're like yin and yang. Okay. So new episode comes out tonight. In the last episode, episode 5, the faithful won some shields and they chose not to reveal to everyone who got the shields.
That was a good choice.
Yeah, super smart. They then told certain people, planted certain seeds, and lied about who actually has the shields. But they say they only told 3 people, but as they're saying they only told 3 people, they're telling it to 5 people. So I'm like...
That's the guy from The Bachelor, right?
I think so. So I'm like, you didn't really only tell 3 people because you told 3 people that you were suspect of. And then you also told people who you think are faithfuls. But... Yeah. So I still feel like that's messy, but so Dan wants this murder tonight on this last episode. He wants to choose, and Parvati called it. She sniffed out the trap instantly, but Dan doesn't seem as convinced. My question is this trap is set? What is your prediction? Do you think Dan is going to murder the person who has the shield, or do you think he's going to murder someone else, or do you think he's going to murder someone who is in the safe group?
Based on my speculation, right now I feel like Dan is going to be sloppy because the way he's being portrayed on the show, I do think he's going to try to take out Peter, because Peter is on to his case. Or it's possible it'll be Trishelle, because I feel if they were to do Trishelle, she's been very quiet for the past couple episodes. Ever since she got Peppermint out, I've noticed she's kind of been quiet because she's like, oh shit, like maybe.
I keep guessing wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like a traitor.
Right. That's what I think. So if they were to go after Trishelle, who has not like really gone after a character, it would kind of, in my mind, throw people off. They'd be like, oh, well, why did she get pegged down? Who did she think about earlier in the episodes? So maybe it would draw away from Dan. So Peter, because he is on Dan's case, or Trishelle, because she's been quiet.
I'm predicting that this might be his first major mistake. I feel like he really wants to go after him and he's going to mess up.
Yes.
He's going to fall for the trap.
Yes.
Everyone's going to sniff him out and I feel like he is going to get voted out.
Yes.
Dan's on a slippery slope right now. Anything could happen. Like we said, this show has so many twists and turns.
Nothing like anything we've seen before.
Yeah, this whole Dan sitch right now has got me on the edge. Like, this might be it. This might be it. They might get a traitor this time.
What do you think about them bringing in that girl from season one?
I'm really glad you brought her up because I am in the middle of watching season one. I have not finished. But where I am in the season one, this girl is a nightmare. I don't want to spoil it for you, but this girl is a nightmare. I am shocked to see her. I don't know what she's doing here. Like, why are you here?
Jeannie, you're the one that made me watch The Traitors in the first place, right? Like, I didn't even think I'd be interested in this show. So I need your input. I need your input to tell me and guide me in what I need to be watching right now.
Yeah, watch season one. Don't tell me about anything because haven't gotten through it. I'm waiting for Doug.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
And I cannot wait for you to watch some more of season one and tell me your thoughts.
I think that sums up so far episodes 1 through 5.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep on going because The Traitors is seriously, like, I know I've said it, but it's a brilliant show. It's so different. Next week, our conversation is going to be on Vanderpump Rules because they have come back for season 11 and we are pumped and we can't wait to talk about it. Meet us again next week to talk about Vanderpump and we will definitely be discussing Traitors again. So,
yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.